When the federal government decided to make plutonium in southeast Washington, early farmers and whole villages of Native Americans were kicked off. Now, a new collection of oral histories tells some of these stories of the Hanford site. Correspondent Anna King reports.
Veronica May Taylor was an elder of the Nez Perce tribe. She died in 2013. In 2003, she sat down for a videotaped interview. Taylor grew up along the Columbia River outside of Hanford. She said, despite being forced off the river and the pollution that followed, the Hanford area will always be home to sacred grave sites, plants, and animals for tribal people.
And we'll always have our feeling for this area. It'll never go away. This land will never go away in our hearts, ever.
The online archive also tells the stories of engineers, women settlers, and even army generals at Hanford. You can find them at ManhattanProjectVoices.org. I'm Anna King in Richland.